Good evening and welcome to another session at Ever Increasing Word Training Center. Of course, this class is catching the waves of revival, and we're on the seventh stage, Times of the Revivalist. We're going to pick up with concepts of spiritual fathering. That's in chapter 18 of your book. So let us begin. A. Spiritual fathering is an apostolic function rendered to those on whom the apostle wants to reproduce, notice that, himself into. So in the apostolic, it's about reproducing yourselves into spiritual sons and daughters so that apostolic succession can be experienced in the church. Go ahead.
The fathering process
is to put into these men
the very life
and the very nature
of our being.
To be what? Reproduced in them. Now, I'm taking my time with this time of the revivalist because we must understand how God works. Elijah, E-L-I-J-A-H, was the spiritual father of Elisha. You listening? When Elisha knew by the Spirit that Elijah would be leaving, he made a decision. Watch what his decision was. I want a double portion. Watch this. Of your spirit. See, y'all won't get spiritual. He wanted a double portion of the spirit of his father to be functioning in his life. You listening? See, apostolic fathers will impart their life and reproduce their lives within those who allow him to. Go ahead, daughter.
The apostolic succession
takes place
through the process
of spiritual fathering.
Spiritual fathering
starts on a level of relationship that has already been established.
Normally,
a teacher-disciple relationship
or a pastor-church member relationship
allows the Holy Spirit
to lay the basis for this progression
of love and intimacy.
All normal relationships
progress into higher levels of intimacy
and maturity.
Time and effort
on both sides.
Notice that. On both sides of the what? Relationship. It can't be all one way. It's a mutual and a mutually beneficial transaction. Go ahead.
Time and effort.
On both sides of the equation
is essential
for the maturing process to take place. Now remember, even spiritual fathers had to be matured before they can be spiritual fathers. Who had to mature them? God the Father. You cannot become a spiritual father except you're first being fathered by God himself. You listening? Go ahead.
Paul took and he discipled
and say that again.
Paul took a disciple.
Yeah, see, when you say they disciple, my name was on Timotheus. Paul took a disciple
and he fathered him in the faith.
Now, y'all know that was Timotheus. Many of us know him as Timothy. The thing I like about what Paul said about Timothy, he say, I find no other like-minded. He got my heart. He's going to care for you as though it was me. You listening?
the gifts that are in his life, they came through the laying on of my hands. I imparted things to him, along with the presbytery, who spoke over his life. You listening? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
The church has to move.
The church has to move. In some measure of maturity.
Before she is ready to be fathered.
When the proper base of discipleship
has been laid,
the Holy Spirit
can mature the bonds of relationship
to a greater level.
Both of the parties that are involved
can desire for the fathering relationship
to begin.
It's good to have a father. You heard me? It's good to have a father.
Yes, sir.
We live in a fatherless generation, but it's good to have a father, and not just natural fathers. More importantly, spiritual fathers,
yes, sir,
who will invest their lives into our lives so that we can mature and grow in spiritual things. Go ahead.
See.
Spiritual fathering. Is the extension of the fatherhood
of God
in a tangible way
to reproduce
what?
Sons.
That is the heart of a father, is to produce sons and daughters. Watch this statement. After his kind. You can only produce after your kind. Look at y'all. Y'all go somewhere else and be somebody else's son or daughter. Go ahead. The nature of spiritual fathering
derives its blueprint
from the fatherhood of God. That's where the blueprint comes from. Where? The fatherhood of God. God is a real father. You listening? Go ahead.
He is the heavenly blueprint
and parent
for spiritual fathering.
All spiritual fathering
stems out of
or from the revelation
of the fatherhood of God.
And we extend this revelation
to those
whom we are what? Fathering. Now, you know you have to want to be father.
That's right.
You have to understand that. You have to want to be father. You listening? Or you can just be a bastard. Now, I'm not cussing. I'm just trying to show you that sons and daughters without instruction, without correction, you listening? They can't fully mature to the place where they can become real sons and daughters. Even our own natural children, just because they came from us, you listening? Don't mean that they will submit to the fathering process. Are you listening? Okay. Go ahead.
There's a difference.
Between being created.
And being begotten.
To be begotten.
Is to be part of a
what?
Seed.
Or a genealogy.
Or a lineage.
To be created
is to bring into existence
a thing that is what?
Desire.
You listening? It comes in seed form in another realm through the word of God. It's not natural. It's supernatural. Did you see that?
Yes,
creation is supernatural. You listening? All things were created by the word. The word is a seed. When planted in your heart, it will produce. Go ahead.
Today I have begotten thee.
Jesus receives the adoption
as a son. When a house is built, it can reflect the talent,
the gifts.
And the taste
of the builder.
But only a son
that is begotten
reflects our what? Image. Only a son or a daughter who's begotten of us. You listening? Can produce our image. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
In extending the fatherhood of God,
we can beget sons
who will reflect our image,
which should be reflecting
the image of God.
The image of who?
God.
That's why Paul would make statements like in the 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it talks about follow me as I follow Christ. You listening? We don't want to clone people after our kind without Christ. Because Christ is the head of every man. You listening? He's the supreme. That's what we should desire to be like. You listening? Having Christ formed in us. That can only take place through apostolic fathering. Go ahead.
We become the fill-in fathers.
Or the step-in fathers.
For God.
Who express the fatherhood of God
in a tangible way
so that these earthly sons
not only can they relate with us
but also with who? Now see, that's a very important thing. I cannot properly relate to God if I have not been properly fathered. Because I will live a life, you listening? Of trying to measure up to something that I already am. Now, can I help you?
Yes,
satanic forces work overtime to take away your image, to steal your image. Why is it that your thought life is full of God is not pleased with you? So now, instead of you running to him, you shy away from him because you enter into a phase where you don't feel worthy. Y'all don't want to talk to me. The enemy has stole your image. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. Our life is in our I am-ness. Our I am-ness is our image, our identification. You listening? We should project it at all times. We never cease to be I am. Go ahead.
We must first experience
the fatherhood of God
in our own lives.
So that we can impart
this dimension
through our relationship. Romans 1 and 11 says, Paul says, for I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that you might be established. This is an apostolic father saying to the church at Rome, I long to see you. Why? Not just so I can hug you. I want to impart something to you. See, if I can impart this to you, you're going to go further. Go ahead.
We cannot father others properly
if we have not been fathered ourselves.
By God the Father.
D.
Spiritual fathering
is a divine strategy.
To reform society.
Spiritual fathering is a divine strategy to reform society. You must understand that it is the absence of the principle of fathering, even in the natural, we can see this chaos in the world. Why? Absentee fathers and children raising children, babies having babies, immaturity producing immaturity exponentially. Just because you reach a certain age, You see, you're not ready for certain things when you reach a certain age. I don't care how good it is. You ain't ready for it. Just because it's good don't mean you're ready for it. Everything that God created is good, but it has a proper time and a proper season in your life. Go ahead. The strategy involves, number one, God is sending the Elijah type of ministers and ministries towards us. This is God's divine appointment for the church. It is a time of specific work upon the church through the prophetic mantle of matured ministries. Number two, the response of the church to this new dimension and prophetic development through the means of spiritual fathering. Three, God must first turn the hearts of the fathers to their children. Spiritual fathering starts with the spiritual fathers identifying who their children what?
Are.
You know, as a father, you have to identify who your children are. Lest you end up investing yourself in somebody who don't even want you. Go ahead.
And working.
And training them.
To grow up in the ways of the Lord.
You cannot be trained unless you're willing. You cannot be trained if you know more than the one who's training you. Y'all kind of quiet. Yeah, you know more than your mama. More than your father. How many times children think they know more than their parents? Then the parent has to say, you know what? You need to live a little. Take a few knocks. Get a few hickeys. Get a few bumps and scrapes. You learn to listen. No matter how old you get, you're listening. Wisdom comes from God. And the greatest wisdom is God's wisdom, not man. Go ahead.
The initiative of spiritual fathering
is with the matured fathers. They must turn from being preachers and teachers
to become
spiritual fathers. But most people want to be preached to and taught without fathering, because a father is going to put a demand on your life to be, you listening, who God created you to be. Proverbs 22:6, you might want to peek at it. Proverbs 22:6. You keep going, daughter.
The whole scope of ministry
changes through the concept of spiritual fathering. Y'all got that scripture yet? What it say?
Train up a child.
Train up a child. A child don't like training. But you have to train them. Y'all ready for this? Spiritual children don't like training. That's why these little wet behind the ear boys walk up to them at they're an apostle. You ain't been in ministry 1 year. Everybody is a prophet. Just because you went online and listened to a psychic. Reading stuff a psychic said. That's not a prophet. Go ahead.
Four. God then turns the hearts of the children.
Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, that's what we're looking for. That's apostolic succession. It can only happen through what? Training. You have to be trained to handle the next dimension. If you're not trained for wealth, you can't handle it. You listening? Look at y'all. Go ahead.
Four.
God then turns the hearts of the children to their fathers.
Spiritual fathering
is completed with the children feeling belonged and accepted as sons by those who they are submitting their lives to
as their fathers.
Now, y'all know some people never get to that point, and they blame it on who? The preacher. They use terms like he's not approachable. Maybe you're not trainable. Nobody say, oh, God, I wasn't expecting that, doctor. Go ahead.
Five.
Number five.
God coming into the society.
Through these relationships.
To affect the what?
Surrounding community. Can y'all see how powerful LTMA is? Isn't that a sight to behold, how the 12 gather around apostle and the royal family? Isn't it amazing to see you started off with a multitude, but now the remnant is there? Isn't it amazing to see the remnant accomplish what the multitude couldn't do in 4 hours? The remnant is getting done in 35 to 40 minutes what the multitude couldn't get done in 4 hours. Why? Because the multitude had to go. They were holding up the flow because they wasn't trainable. I thought y'all would get it. Okay, go ahead.
Spiritual fathering
raises up continuance to the spiritual ministries that God has placed in that town. So remember, revivals are based upon the principle of what? Continuance. No apostolic father wants to cut a pathway to allow a son and a daughter to let them dump on the site. You got to keep the roads open. Go ahead.
The spiritual ministries
gathers momentum
and gets reproduced
through the sons that are in the faith.
The sons now duplicate the call
and ministry.
And notice that,
and multiply the effectiveness
of the original spiritual ministry.
Take a look at Mount Gilead. Bishop Daniel Robertson and his relationship to apostle. And you could see, though he was blessed before he met apostle. You listening? A blessed man, but he's exponentially blessed through the principle of spiritual fathering, receiving the impartation and taking it to a whole nother level. That's what God is talking about. Go ahead. The borders of the original
spiritual ministry
expands
and
spreads in an ever-increasing
influence
into society.
Different ways
of fathering
to produce
different caliber
in sons.
There are many different ways
of training up a child.
We can set different priorities
for our children.
One father's priority
and emphasis
may be different
for what?
From another.
None of our children are the same.
So you have to raise them according to the inner working of God that's in them. Quit trying to make them you and train them in spiritual things. So watch this. So they can be like the God in you. Because y'all know we raise children out of fear. Now y'all won't be quiet up in here. Y'all online, quit sucking on that. You know. Go ahead.
The end result
being
that they will be set
to fulfill those priorities
that
we have established in their lives through the principle of spiritual fathering.
The farming father,
he brings up his son
on his values
and his objectives
in life.
He trains the son
in the best way
that he knows how.
He takes him to the field.
He takes him to the farmer's field.
His lessons to his
sons. And he gives lessons to his sons.
And it is drawn from.
And his lessons are drawn from
nature.
Nature.
Because of
the father's association
with
nature.
Through farming.
Can you understand that? Go ahead.
He is still fathering his
son. He's still fathering what? His son.
Whereas
a doctor
does not take his son
to the field,
but to the library
or to the hospital.
He shows
his son many things
related
to his
knowledge
of the medical field
or his expertise
in his field of work.
He draws his lessons
from these areas
to impress upon his son.
Can I put it another way?
He's training
his son how he was trained.
Go ahead.
And he is still fathering his son.
In spiritual fathering,
we must realize
the type,
the way,
or the method
your spiritual father uses
is dependent
upon the nature
of his call
and his
ministry. You know,
some people, especially who
come to a house
like this,
y'all know
if you are a
religious person,
I will drive
you crazy.
Because
I had men
day,
women
day,
you listening?
Men in white,
women in
black.
I know it's flipped.
I did it
on purpose.
We have
all these programs.
All of
these different things
have crept into
the church.
People
have more
interest in the choir,
in the
music,
than they have
in being trained
apostolically
and prophetically
to carry
God's
mantle to the
next generation.
Are you
listening?
People,
after hearing
songs, check
out.
Like
the church is built
on music.
Musicians
want to control
the
apostolic and
prophetic flow.
Singers
want to take
over.
Like you
can't go on without
their voices.
I can't get no
help up in here.
Last
I checked,
Jesus
didn't build his
church
on
music.
You
build a
ministry
on the word.
Acts chapter
6.
You get home and
read it. Go ahead.
Prophets provide fathering
for sons
to reproduce a succession
in the ministry
as prophets.
Prophets
are interested in
raising up prophets.
Are you listening?
You
read the book of
1 Kings, 1
2 Kings, 1
2 Samuel,
you
will find out,
especially the book of
Kings, but you
will find out
that
there were
sons of the
prophets.
There were
schools
of the
prophets
where they could
train them
in the prophetic.
You have
very little training
today
because
people already
got the calling
before they got the
training.
Are you listening?
Everybody
want to be a supervisor
until they got to
have the responsibility
of being a
supervisor.
They
want to pay
and they
won't play,
but they
can't handle the day.
You
listening?
So they
don't stay.
They run
away
from what?
Responsibility.
Are
you listening?
Go ahead.
Apostles
reproduce
sons
in
the grace.
That's,
if y'all don't hear
nothing else I've said
for 30 years,
you better
hear me.
We
are functioning
from
grace
that's
accessed
by faith.
You
listening?
There
is apostolic
grace
available
to every
apostolic
believer
who will
connect to it,
and the
grace will do
the work.
It'll
make your life
full of favor,
not labor.
We're laboring too hard because we don't understand apostolic grace. That means the mantle that's upon that apostle is a grace that can be imparted to you to cause you to go.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
The more mature
and develop a spiritual father
is in ministry.
The greater the horizon
and scope.
For the spiritual sons,
we can only beget
after our own kind.
All of our spiritual children
can have what we have
and more.
Spiritual fathering
is not a production of any kind,
but a reproduction
of our kind.
What we are and what we have
lays a solid foundation
for other things
to be added
into their lives.
F,
spiritual fathering
requires maturity
in ministry.
We can be biologically ready
for fathering,
but not have the maturity
to be a good father.
You understand that?
We see that
in this generation
more than any other
generation.
Young men,
you listening?
And women
who are capable
of producing the child,
but
incapable
of training
and raising the child.
Are you listening?
Go ahead.
Besides,
there must be legal
permission
given for fathering,
even in the natural.
Legal
permission
must be given.
Your children
have to want to be father.
Go ahead.
Just because
you have a ministry
does not mean
you can father others.
For spiritual fathering
to fully take place,
we need to develop the maturity
to reproduce ourselves
in and through
the lives of others.
We need to stay faithful
until that dimension of Christ
is fully formed in them.
But for spiritual fathering,
God gives us the spiritual permission
for a relationship
to develop into this nature.
Spiritual fathering
is God ordained
and God commissioned.
G.
Spiritual fathering
requires motivating
their potential
and giftings
to full maturity.
Jacob saw the destiny of his sons
and he prophesied over them
accordingly.
Rebecca
saw the destiny
of Jacob
and nurtured him
until he fulfilled God's purpose
for his own life.
She motivated Jacob
to get the birthright from Esau.
She instructed him
to pursue God's blessing
according to what?
His birthright.
Now it would seem
if you're not educated
in spiritual things
that Rebecca was
a cunning heifer.
I did
for a long time
till I start studying the
apostolic.
See,
you have to remember
it was God who
said.
You remember
Esau
jumped out the womb.
Y'all don't remember that?
Who pulled him back in?
Y'all never read in the scripture
where the scripture say
the elder
shall serve the younger?
Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Read your Bible.
Go ahead.
Rebecca kept a diligent look
over Jacob's life
till he fully possessed
what God had for him,
which means the elder
Esau was going to serve him.
But that couldn't happen without the birthright being transferred from Esau to Jacob. If Jacob had not gotten the birthright, he could not have been in the spiritual position that God spoke concerning him, that the elder would serve the younger. Go ahead.
A good father
talks to his son's potential,
but a bad father
reacts to his own faults in his sons. Isn't that something? You mad at your children because they show you up. Nobody wants to say amen on that. If you haven't seen yourself and your children, you are a lying spirit. Some of y'all online, don't drop the book. Go ahead.
We must witness the grace of God
in people
and nurture them
in that grace.
There is a balance
between reproducing ourselves
in others
without us destroying
their own unique
personalities
and producing
clones
who do not have
an identity of their own. Quit getting yourself lost in somebody else and losing who God made you.
That's why he gave you a distinct set of fingerprints and footprints.
There's nobody in this earth realm like you. Go ahead.
There's this delicate work
of wisdom
and maturity
which is available
for spiritual fathering.
See, a lot of sons don't want fathers.
You can't want a father and tell a father how to train you.
You're going to get frustrated with the process.
Your father ain't here for you to like him.
You should love him.
But you're not going to do that till once you get of age.
Once you get matured, you remember the lessons he was trying to tell you about.
The ones you rebelled about when you were younger.
When you get mature, you say, oh, thank God my daddy taught me something. Yes.
Go ahead.
We can learn
how to release their full potential
in God,
which is uniquely theirs.
Yet, at the same time,
they can reproduce
our spiritual dimensions
also.
Spiritual fathering
is to produce
self-government
in sons.
Sons must be taught
how to police their own lives.
They must be taught
how to stand up
for their own convictions
and their own rights.
They must learn
how to fight for their own
spiritual bread and butter.
They must be taught
how to fight their own battles
in life
so that they are not dependent
on us.
This helps the relationship
to be constantly refreshing
to one another.
A parasitical relationship
of codependency
saps the spiritual energy
and blessing
out of the relationship.
Though it is the fathers
who lays up the treasures
for their sons,
but we cannot become
dependent
on the spiritual fathers.
You understand that?
Time to grow up and mature.
You listening?
It's not time to look for a handout.
As apostolic fathers, we must train you and teach you
how to go get it for yourself.
Amen. Go ahead.
Overdependence
reveals a lack
of maturing
in sons and daughters.
Self-government
is the ability
to rule our own lives
until we become
a blessing
and an example
for others.
It's the ability
It is the ability
to find our own resources
in God.
Self-government
also establishes
the sense of responsibility
for our own lives
and opens up a new level
in our relationships.
We not only feel
we need to be responsible
for our own lives,
but we also sense
we need to be held accountable
for our lives
to the one
who is fathering us.
We'll see you again next week
for the final session for this semester.
Enjoy this evening.